WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Jim Jarmusch, the New York filmmaker best known for Stranger Than Paradise, has made his first fiction film in 5 years. It's called Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai, and it stars Forrest Whitaker as a hitman. Critic John Powers was taken by the film's odd mix of comedy and metaphysics.
Back in 1984, Stranger Than Paradise made Jim Jarmusch one of the world's hottest young filmmakers. But unlike such peers as Spike Lee and the Coen brothers, Jarmusch didn't use his indie success to make the leap to Hollywood. Quite the contrary. Over the next decade, Jarmusch traded his commercial heat for a studied downtown cool that played better abroad than in the States. He seemed to keep making the same small, ironic art film over and over. I kept waiting for him to risk a leap into something new, and he finally did just that in his brave 1995 Western Dead Man, a meditative Johnny Depp picture that charted the borderline between life and death, the civilized and the primitive. But while Dead Men had moments of ravishing beauty, it put off Jarmusch's old audience while failing to win him a new one. And so, almost inevitably, his enjoyable new film Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai, finds him retrenching. Although his subject here is also death, the movie shot through with his trademark humor. Forrest Whitaker plays a hitman called Ghost Dog, a moniker he was given for his invisibly murderous approach. He lives in a rooftop shack in urban New Jersey, along with his pigeons, which in a poetic touch, he uses to communicate with his Italian boss Louis, a man to whom he's pledged his life. Although Ghost Dog is a professional killer, he's no sociopath. He's friendly to kids and patois-speaking immigrants, and he draws his values from The Book of the Samurai, the classic Japanese code of the noble warrior, excerpts of which Jarmusch prints on screen. But these rigorous principles are put to the proof when the other gangland capos decide that Ghost Dog himself must be eliminated. Suddenly, this hip-hop samurai must decide whether to save his own skin by betraying his chief. Jarmusch is too self-conscious to play any crime story straight, and Ghost Dog is definitely not a thriller. It's not about suspense. It's about the juxtaposition and collision of various worlds and sensibilities: African-American street life, medieval Japanese ideals, and the collapsing ethos of the mafia, which is even more clownish here than in The Sopranos. At one point, the mafiosi pondered the sobriquet Ghost Dog.
Now what the f*** is his name?
Ghost Dog.
What?
Ghost Dog. Ghost Dog?
He said Ghost Dog.
Yeah, he calls himself Ghost Dog. I don't know, a lot of these black guys today, these gangster type guys, they all got names like that they make up for themselves.
Is that true?
Sure. He means like the rappers. You know, the rappers, they all got names like that. Snoop Doggy Dog, Ice Cube, Q-Tip, Method Man. My favorite was always Flavor Flav from Public Enemy. He got the funky fresh fly flavor. Live lyrics from the bank of reality. I kick the fly's dope, maneuver technicality. Do a dope track. I love that guy.
I don't know anything about that. But it makes me think about Indians. You know, they got names like Red Cloud, Crazy Horse, Running Bear, Black Elk.
Jarmusch has always been interested in cinematic form, and Ghost Dog is beautifully shot by Roby Mueller and features a terrifically moody score by Wu-Tang Clan's RZA. But for all these formal virtues, the screen is dominated by Forrest Whitaker's aura of soulfulness, in the largest sense of the word. Whitaker's always been an actor blessed with extraordinary gentleness, and here, his big hulking body gives Ghost Dog's actions a strange gravity, a killer's paradoxical reverence for life. Like so many white filmmakers who deal with black characters, from Warren Beatty to Quentin Tarantino, there's a hint of self-congratulatory racial cool in Jarmusch's glorified portrait of Ghost Dog and his far less flattering treatment of the Caucasian world. Indeed, the movie scores some very cheap points about American racism. While this may be a sop to his European fan base, Jarmusch's holier-than-thou smugness drove me crazy. So did his ending. At first, I thought the movie was intended as a rebuke to the shallowness of Tarantinoism, with all its wisecracking hitmen. In fact, Ghost Dog's grave samurai melancholy could almost be Jarmusch's answer to badwig, scripture-quoting Samuel Jackson in Pulp Fiction. But in the last half hour, the movie starts turning into the sort of lazy, violent crowd-pleaser it appeared to be deploring. Even the hero's murders start to be played for laughs. By the final fateful showdown, we don't really care who lives and who dies, which is not the samurai way.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.